Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Nice day today, cool, holiday-like, highs of 59 right now. We're about, 46 degrees, feeling like 35. We're talking to Brian Legarde, criminologist and executive director of Project NOLA. Good morning. Brian, how are you?
Good morning. Doing well yourself.
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about Project NOLA, what it is for people that don't know.
Oh, wow. Well, we've been around for over 15 years. We run the National Real-Time Crime Center located at the University of New Orleans. We have close to 5,000 cameras around the city of New Orleans, which we use every day to help solve crimes with the New Orleans Police Department and Troop NOLA.
So, first of all, when it comes to UNO, is that just the location or is this affiliated with UNO? And do the budget cuts at UNO have anything to do with this at all?
The budget cuts have nothing to do with this. We're completely independently funded using donations. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization partnered with the University of New Orleans.
So it's just at the UNO. So tell me about, and I'm at the website, I'm looking at projectnola.org, and I'm looking at cameras that you can get. So do you have access, can you get a camera? Tell me what you can get, I guess, from projectnola.org when it comes to cameras in terms of protecting yourself.
Absolutely. So we don't sell or share all the cameras. We actually give them away. So we receive money from private donations. We use that to go ahead and purchase cameras, which we then give away. All that anyone pays us is a little bit that it costs us to receive, record, rebroadcast to local law enforcement, whether that be NOPD, JPSO, LSP, Plaquemine, St. Bernard, you know, move forward outwards from there. So the cameras go on people's homes, businesses, churches, schools, poles, wherever they need it to go. And the people that host the cameras, they can see their individual camera. Of course, the camera streams to our National Real-Time Crime Center located at the University of New Orleans. It is also simulcast to their local law enforcement, depending on which jurisdiction that they're in.
So I'm paying you pay a cloud fee, right? That's where the cost comes in, not for the camera?
Right. So it can cost as little as $300 a year for someone to host a camera, and anything that they do pay us is tax deductible.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, from that point, Brian, I get a camera on my house, and what does that do for me, or what does it do for law enforcement? Take me through that. What it looks like.
Well, the cameras act as a deterrent. So our cameras are very different from the ones that you normally see. So you can usually tell which ones are ours if you're traveling around town and you see a camera moving all by itself. Our cameras are what are referred to as auto-tracking pan-tilt zooms. So they can tell the difference between a person, vehicle, tree swaying in the wind, stray animal, and they will lock on different targets. So if a person were to walk in front of your house, the camera would actually track them. We're getting these really crystal clear pictures. We can see faces clearly from hundreds of feet away in complete darkness. Same thing goes for license plates. They also have the built-in red and blue lights on them that are remotely programmable. We can turn them off. We can turn them on, depending on what that person, particular person wants with the camera. So let's imagine somebody's walking up to your house in the middle of the night pulling door handles. Okay, well, the camera's going to face them. It might go ahead and give them a verbal cue to, not come up your driveway. It's going to shine a white light on them and then shine the red and blues. And, of course, if they continue to commit a crime, then we get these really good fake shots. So now when bad things do happen, we are extraordinarily successful with helping the NOPD and other local law enforcement close cases. We're one of the larger driving forces behind the crime reduction in the city of New Orleans. And with helping to close cases, we have, just for 2024 alone, I mean, we've helped arrest well over 100 murderers, shooters, sex predators, armed robbers, you know, violent criminals in general.
Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about if you do get one of these cameras, and I appreciate the macro overview and how you guys have contributed to the decrease in crime. I'm just wondering, do I have, and you can answer when we come back. First of all, is Orleans Parish only? And secondly, once you have one of these cameras, can you access what's on the camera or can anybody else? We'll talk about that when we come back. 751, 9 till 8, talking with Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. They have indeed helped with the decrease in crime because the eye in the sky does not lie. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, about the great work that they've done in helping to reduce crime in the Crescent City. Brian, is this for Orleans Parish only or not?
We're all over. Actually, we're national. We started New Orleans. We focus on New Orleans. But we are national.
So if I get one of these cameras on my home, can I access the camera, or is that just for Project NOLA to access?
Positively, yes. You can see both live and playback from any camera that you might host.
And what about other cameras?
No, not the other cameras. So if you have multiple locations, say, for example, you're a business owner or a property owner, you have multiple properties, each one of those properties has a Project NOLA camera, you can access whatever cameras you're hosting. You cannot see the rest of the network, no.
I know you have privacy concerns, but I would think, as I sit there and flip around with every streaming service imaginable and find nothing to watch, that it would be fascinating to watch. But I understand the privacy concerns, but let me talk about real-time monitoring. Do you guys do anything that's preventative? Do you ever see anything and notify the police to prevent a crime from happening, or is it only after the fact?
Frankly, all the time. So we also use facial recognition, license plate recognition, clothing recognition. So we have our databases full of wanted subjects here locally in New Orleans. We receive those lists from everyone from U.S. Marshals to NOPD. So, you know, you can imagine. So when our cameras automatically detect a wanted subject in front of one of our host sites, it automatically notifies us. We have an app that automatically notifies nearby police officers. It'll go to their phone. It's part of how we're helping, in particular, drive down crime in the French Quarter. So we have a good number of facial recognition cameras in the French Quarter, and when somebody that's wanted enters the French Quarter, usually before they even make it a block in, the police are automatically notified, and they start formulating a response plan.
It works. People want to get involved and call 504-736-9187 or go to projectnola.org. Keep up the good work, Brian.
Thank you.
And look,
all right, Tommy, have a great day.
If you ever come up with a subscription service, let me know, because I'd love to watch it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take
you
care.
You bet. We'll talk to Ronald Serpa as we come back about crime throughout the year and how it's trending. Tommy Tucker, WWL.